This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm right. Like, no, that's stupid because it's also not funny because it's a woman being jumped, which is not funny.
Kiss on the butt.
Right, which is not funny. Yeah. And then you're portraying that as funny and it's not funny. Right, even if it is Kim Kardashian. Well,
makes it funnier.
I want to apologize because I've become that person that drives me insane.
What's that person? It drives me insane. I don't even know what person you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, the people that complain about dumb things and then, for example, let me just share with you two stories that just happened. Home Depot has pulled a Peeping Tom Halloween decoration.
They pulled it? Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Everything goes for Halloween, folks.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. You got to drop the old, your judging of people when it comes to Halloween. If you know what? If you can dress up as O.J. Simpson, who actually went out and murdered a couple of people,
right,
you can
exactly.
do anything, can't you? A Peeping Tom? Give me a break.
They say it hits way too close to home for some people. The scary peeper creeper has suction cups so it can be mounted outside someone's window and features a full-sized head, face, and hands of a leering man looking inside your window.
Now, if you're that person that's currently texting us at 51059, I know, let me help you out with your next text. BJ, Peeping Toms aren't funny. That's a very serious issue. People are violated all the time. I can't believe that you would stoop to that level. Let me help you here. Go ahead and write.
Oh, that's all you're... Oh, I thought you were going to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. How I'm being so disgusting right now because, you know what, Peeping Toms, they should be allowed on Halloween, that is.
You know what? They are with this woman. One customer. Yeah. She wrote,
it's you people.
It's inappropriate. It makes light of a real-life sinister situation facing women in society.
That's what you text me right there. BJ, you scumbag.
Yes.
I can't believe you promote Peeping Toms.
Voyeurism is a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime.
I fail to see the humor in it.
I don't see it.
So here's the thing. I don't want to be that person because this is he's a creepy guy. I would never buy it. It is creepy. But it's funny. It's Halloween. Who cares?
Who cares?
Right?
And it's Kim Kardashian.
Well, I was talking about the Peeping Tom.
No, I'm just saying. Right, yeah. Back to the video. Who cares? Who cares?
And then the other one is, so it was one person, just one woman that wrote that. Well, did you see one woman wrote to Knott's Berry Farm, and they had to shut down a ride for Knott's Scary Farm or whatever. Some kind of haunted house, because it showed a person in a straitjacket. Mental illness is not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny.
One person said, listen, I know people in straitjackets. This is not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. Straitjackets, that's serious.
So here's, I mean, like, where do we stop with this? Because I personally, with Halloween, I don't really love the bones that are coming out of the ground. Because, you know, my mom died and it freaks me out. I just don't like it. I don't like thinking about dead people and decomposing bodies. But that's just my personal thing.
Yeah. Well, your opinion shouldn't stop everything.
But I don't go around. Yeah.
Because now you're imposing your opinion on everybody.
Exactly.
That's suppressing everybody and their freedom to create whatever they want for Halloween. No matter how disgusting you find it, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing.
I think anything is a go for Halloween. I really do.
And I don't write Home Depot and say, hey, listen, my mom is dead and I don't want to think about bones and decomposing bodies.
Exactly.
I didn't write them. I didn't say it.
Right.
You know, because at some point we got to stop. You know, it's like, I mean, stop the everybody's opinions.
Thing. Everybody is just offended by the smallest things these days. It just drives me nuts. You're all just so offended. Oh, I'd never stoop to that. Holier than thou.
Somebody said, hey, we might want to think about how men are peeped on, too, by Jamie.
Yeah. She hides in the bushes. Nobody says anything about that. Oh, poor Jamie. And I just want to jump out and kiss a butt. What's so bad about that?
Oh, God. Is there anything with Halloween that you think is inappropriate?
Boy, I've seen it all.
I think the Twin Tower costume wasn't funny.
I think my thinking is that if you're going to go out and you're going to go trick-or-treating where there's going to be a bunch of kids, then you might want to think about what the children see. Okay, but if you're going to go to a private party, like if it's what we used to do, the exotic ball, you can do anything you want. It's all adults there. You got to be able to handle it, or you shouldn't even be there. Then anything goes. But if you're going to be out on the streets, walking the streets, then I don't know. I don't know if you should be running around chasing kids with a chainsaw.
I told you.
But then again, that's okay with me.
My leg was almost cut off by a chainsaw.
See?
That was the scariest day of my life. I'll tell you again. I know I've already told you, but it was the scariest day of my life. I was doing a haunted house here when I worked here before with Frosty and Frank, and we were taking a bunch of people through the haunted house. Well, the guy decided to chase me with a chainsaw. He trips, and the chainsaw lands on the back of my calf.
Yeah.
And I thought he'd severed my leg off. It hurt so bad. But it didn't have the chain on it, but still the pain of that chainsaw coming down on the back of my calf.
Wow.
I thought he chopped my leg off.
I don't think I've ever had a close chainsaw accident.
Oh, my God. It hurt so bad.
Serious stuff there.
The teeth went into my calf.
Yeah.
I mean, embedded themselves into the calf.
So,
and that sound and the smell of the, you know, the whatever is burning. Mm. I thought for sure I was going to see my leg over there. It's because it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. Somebody said this. You know, my mom died of a brain aneurysm, but I don't freak out about all the brains everywhere.
Yeah. Well said.
Good point. I mean,
well said.
I never thought I'd be reading that this morning, but, you know, it's a great point. It is a great point.
Yeah.
Also, is there some kind of weird, crazy accident going on I-25 and 225? Because people keep writing about it. I'm just looking at the Textnado. Do you know?
Don't know.
Hank, do you know? Hank?
I'll look into it. I see that on Textnado as well.
Yeah, a bunch of people are writing up.
Yeah,
like,
I-25.
And 225. So just look it up, and when you get it, let us know. Okay. My God. I almost died again, not only with my with the chainsaw. Did you see this?
What's that?
I have this because I bought it at Home Depot. The Samsung washer, the front loading, the top loading washer explodes.
Yeah. That's not good.
I have it.
How does it explode? What causes it?
And it's funny because I always think it violently shakes, and it does.
Yeah.
But I always think it's my fault because I don't have the clothes lined up right.
Right.
So I guess it can violently shake so much that the walls explode.
I just bought a Samsung dishwasher that's starting to, and this thing's only 2 months old, and it's already starting to make those noises. It's like... It's making noises it shouldn't be making. And it didn't make that for the first few weeks.
You might want to look it
and
up, Steve,
so
as a recall.
I'm going to have to call. I'm telling you right now, if you've got Samsung stock, you might want to unload it right now.
Exactly.
Because you got a washer exploding. I know my dishwasher's about to go out. And that Note 7, well, I think we all know where that went. Kaboom!
In fact, you know what the headline is?
What's that?
So sad for them. Guess what, friends? Samsung has a new exploding product.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You go.
That's so mean.
That's not good.
That's so mean.
That can kill a company.
That's pretty funny. Brad Pitt. You guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. Angelina Jolie is out to get him.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole plot. It's a whole plan. She's going to bring that bastard down.
And it's working.
I know.
Yeah, public opinion of him is just really, like, plummeted lately.
Exactly. They're saying that Brad Pitt submitted now to a drug test.
He was a Prince Charming just 2 weeks ago. Now look.
He was, wasn't
now,
he?
Now he's a deadbeat dad, druggy, drinking, doing it all.
Child abuser.
Child abuser. Having to take a P-test so that he can, you know, possibly get out of the child abuse charges.
Yeah, they say Brad
charges,
Pitt.
But allegations.
Submitted to a drug and alcohol test after he was accused of abusing his son, but he wasn't forced to do it. He did it voluntarily. He wants to show he had nothing to hide and to clear up any exaggerations that are being spread. They say that Team Angelina is on, like, she has a conference room.
Yeah.
They said that they rented out, like, a hotel room where her and her like forces come and they get together and they plot how to spin it against him.
I got one for you.
What?
Rumor is he flew to New York to meet with Jen.
What?
Yeah. He and Aniston.
What?
Yeah. It's a rumor.
Really? Who told you?
Yeah.
Who told you?
Radar Online. Yeah, that's a report they put out yesterday that he flew to New York City and met with Jennifer Aniston.
You know why I don't believe it? Because there's no way that somebody wouldn't see him and photograph him.
Hey, Hank, go to Radar Online. I agree with you. I don't think it happened. But they are reporting that, and that just baffles me because she's married.
She's married!
Hey, what's going on? What about this Justin guy?
Hold on. You and I were both married once.
No, but I'm just saying, you wouldn't go. I mean, I wasn't in a healthy marriage. She seems to be in a healthy marriage. And then the ex breaks up. It wasn't like that. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, but she's always loved him.
That's what the article says.
She's always.
You must have read it.
I didn't, but.
Have you found it, Hank?
We all know she always loved him.
Yep. It looks like they secretly met.
Oh, look here.
I found it right there.
Breaking news.
I can't see anything but bacon.
Oh.
Bacon. I got to set up that screen in there for you.
Yeah. I've got it. Love hungry Brad Pitt secretly huddles with ex-wife Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Whoa!
Do they have a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, they have a picture.
It looks Photoshopped, though.
It kind of does. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't look. I mean, he's in a t-shirt, and she's all dressed up. It doesn't look right.
Mm, wrong outfit.
And then they have, in the very middle, in the inset, they have Justin Trudeau, or whatever his name is. They've got him. He's got this look, like, shocked, like, oh, my God, that's my wife. Perfect.
Chelsea Clinton has started a cat fight. This is, didn't go well. So Chelsea Clinton was asked in Cosmopolitan magazine, what do you think about, you know, Donald Trump saying stuff about your dad and his affairs? And so I'm not going to read all of it because it's really long. She said, you know, he keeps getting distracted from his inability to talk about what's actually at stake for this election and real things that matter to the American people, blah, blah, blah. Right. So she goes on and on and on and on. She said, you know, for as long as I can remember, my family has been attacked like this. Well, okay, so fine, whatever. But then one of the mistresses says, Juanita Broderick, tweeted back.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Juanita Broderick, who has maintained for years that the former president sexually assaulted her, sent a message to Chelsea after she read the article. She says, here is my response to Chelsea Clinton's statement about her family, her father's sexual misdeeds. Chelsea, you said you don't remember a time in your life that your parents were being attacked. Well, there's a very good reason for this. Your parents are not good people.
Bingo. There you go.
Your father was and probably still is a sexual predator. This is about Bill Clinton. Your mother has always lied and covered up for him. I say it again. I was 35 years old when Bill Clinton raped me and Hillary tried to silence me. I am now 73. It never goes away. The truth is what has brought the attacks on your family, and you are smart enough to know that by now. She read it better. But I didn't find a period or a comma there.
Question for you.
Yeah, sure.
And this is simple, too. Yes or no?
Oh, good.
Bill Clinton.
Yes. Oh, wait.
You think he was a sexual predator? I don't think he is now. He looks a little old to me.
Yeah.
But you think that he was a sexual predator? Yes or no?
Well, I don't have a simple answer because I think that he had volunteers, which doesn't make him a predator.
Okay. So you say no. Well, you don't think that he did what she claims he did to her?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that. I can't even guess. But I do think that he, you know, was. I think he was a predator for Monica Lewinsky.
Absolutely. I say yes.
But I think, like, for some, they were like, Bill!
No, I agree. I think he had affairs, no doubt about that. And they're very willing participants. But I also think that there were times that he took advantage.
Yeah, especially that poor little Monica.
Really do.
God love her. You know she's 50 now?
Yeah. I think yesterday was her birthday.
That seems impossible, doesn't it? 50!
Well, she's growing up.
I guess. Janet Jackson spotted shopping in London. We thought she was in bed. Remember, Janet Jackson is like 50.
Yeah.
And 52, I think. And everybody's like, you should not be having a baby. Holy hell, that's old. But she's having it anyway. And she was said to be in bed weighing like 800 pounds or something. But I just saw a picture. She's not 800 pounds. It says Janet Jackson, who was pregnant with her first child, made a rare public appearance when she went shopping for baby furniture. And someone spotted her and took a picture. She looks a little frumpy, but she looks pretty healthy.
I couldn't tell it was her.
You couldn't?
That does not look like a Janet Jackson that I know.
Well, she's really pregnant.
I know she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, when I saw the picture, I would not be able to tell that's Janet Jackson. Like, if I'm out, I'm a paparazzi guy, and I need a picture, she could walk out of the store, and I'd miss my picture.
But you don't think it looks like the Janet Jackson when she was fat days?
Well, let me look at it again.
Remember back in the 90s?
No. No. No, I've never seen Janet like this. Oh, no. No, no, no,
no,
no,
no, no, no,
no.
Okay.
No.
All right. I get it.
Her face is full.
Well.
Really full.
It's very.
I mean, like.
She looks like she's full.
Oh, well, like she's eating something in her face, like a mouthful of, you know.
Like she's a chipmunk.
Tacos.
That's holding in.
Eating tacos. Well,
yeah,
bless her heart, though. I guess she's up and moving about, so things must be good for her.
Saturday Night Live casts Alec Baldwin as its new Donald Trump.
I'm confused on this one. So, Alec, is he going to be on there every week?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
That other guy was really good at it. They didn't renew his
contract.
They
lost him, yeah.
Yeah, that's really weird. Anyway, so Alec Baldwin will be your Donald Trump. Yay. And then finally for you, Kanye West. Did you see what his little antics...
No.
Monica Lewinsky turning 50 is hard to swallow. Oh, sorry. Did you see Kanye West and his antics?
No.
Oh, still you haven't?
No.
Yeah, he performed his controversial song, Famous.
Yeah.
He was in Nashville, Tennessee over the weekend, and all of a sudden the crowd started erupting in the chant, F Taylor Swift, F Taylor Swift, F Taylor Swift. You know, they kept, it was a chant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he liked it so much, they sang the song again.
So that they would keep saying it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Because their favorite line was, I feel like me and Taylor Swift might have sex. Why? Because I made that bitch famous.
Really?
And then the crowd started screaming at the top of their lungs. He said, I need to hear it loud here in Nashville. And then guess what he did again?
The song.
Three times he sang the song.
Oh, boy, that Kanye.
If I go to a concert, I want to hear the same song three times.
No. You know? Well, unless I can shout that Taylor Swift's a...
Right. Yes.
And then I guess I would.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Tumble trash. Ta-da!
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.